Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
How's it going, everybody? My name is Daniel Barron. I'm your host of the Break Out of Your Box Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm excited and delighted to have you on my team as well as to be a part of yours. What an amazing journey that we've been on with this particular platform of getting out our message of helping people thrive in business life and relationships, helping them focus on the right mindset, the right skill set, the right heart set, and getting off your assets to becoming all that you are destined to become in life. And today, we're going to talk about relationships, but this is a dual form approach. By relationships, I mean with someone as a significant other that you would look at as a life partner, how to build yourself up to be someone that can be an asset, and also how to engage once you reach the level. So the title is The Curse of the Cut and Paste Theory of Relationships. The Curse of the Cut and Paste Theory of Relationships. Now, let me give you the backdrop on why I took this approach to discussing relationships. I was looking at, it wasn't an article, but it was an update about Jay-Z and Beyonce and how Beyonce's new deal put them over the threshold to be a billion-dollar couple. So individually, they're still multimillionaires, but the recent deal combined allowed them to be a billionaire couple. And I just thought about the power of togetherness. Beyonce and Jay-Z says they officially joined the Billionaire Boys and Girls Club with Bey's new deal with H&M as well as her world tour. Her earnings helped tip the couple over from millionaire status into billionaires. Though individually they're both still in the millions, it's the couple that brings them the wealth. They're a movement by themselves, but a force when they're together. They're better together. And I just thought about to still bring that to the table, but what is the backdrop of their journey? If you watch Beyonce's documentary, she talked about how Jay-Z had been with her since she was 19 or 20 and how he helped groom her into becoming a woman and to teaching her all the things that she needed to learn about life. But in that, we learned Beyonce had a willingness to avail herself to learn from this man and respect what he had to offer in life. Now, at the time, Jay-Z, he didn't start rapping until the age of 27 in terms of when he released his first album. So he wasn't the Jay-Z we now know him as, but he was en route to something, but she still believed in what he was what he was becoming. Now, Jay-Z, he had to learn how to give up something. You got to give up to go up. He had to give up from his records. We learned that he was, you know, allegedly selling drugs. So he had to give up that money. Now, he could have said, no, I don't want to give up the drug game and risk it for the rap game. I'm just keep making the money off drugs. But he forego that, and now a billionaire. So he had to forego that. He had to forego the partying lifestyle and give that up for the singleness for the married life. Now, that projected him into a new financial pyramid, so there were so many different benefits to that. But I'm sure that there were some things that happened that had to change in them. And so when I look at the topic, the curse of the cut-and-paste theory of relationships, many people think that they can go through life and have relationships that have had challenges, and then take these same approaches where you cutting what worked and from that past relationship and the years of relationships you had, and you're pacing it into the new thing. Now, the curse of that is this: you keep copying what didn't work. Because think about it. If the relationship worked, y'all still be together. So why are you taking any of that? What about destroying the foundation and building the new? That what about you take the things that work for you as a person and the principles, and you apply them to your life, and you learn what not to do because you live by it. But then you build a new construct as it pertains to a relational approach to someone else. You can't cut and paste. There's a curse to that because there's no originality. There's no originality. It's almost like plagiarism. When you cut and paste something verbatim, you're plagiarizing your past life with your new life, and you never, ever get away with plagiarism. It's always a penalty. It's always a fine because you keep cutting and pasting. Now, most people want more. We don't want to go through life and have random kids by random people. And no. We want a family, not families. You know, you want one thing. But when you do that, you have to cut out self-defeating habits. You have to cut out stinking thinking. You have to cut out what has not served you well. You have to cut out the mindset that it may not work. You have to paste in healthiness, paste in wholeness, paste in coaching, paste in counseling, paste in spiritual growth. You got to cut and paste your life. Cut out the negative, paste in the good. Cultivate the good, weed out the bad. Why? Many times people say a person is only faithful as their options. I don't agree with that. I say a person is only faithful as their opportunities. If you have an opportunity to build a life with a loving partner who is loyal and seeks the greater good for you, then options dissipate and the opportunity leads the wandering of the soul into greener pastures of what the heart has always desired, fulfillment. Options don't fulfill. Consistent opportunities fulfill what options can't reveal. So you have to move then now at some point relationally to break this curse of this cut-and-paste theory of relationships, the I versus we. Too many times I is the subject in most people's eyes because that's what dominates their thinking and their thought processes versus the we. Now, if you're going to use an I approach, then you have to initiate love, initiate communication. You have to intervene when you know that you're going to be a detriment to a relationship growing. Then the we approach, where we're working together, we want to win, we are excited about each other, and that has to be a daily practice. I always tell my clients that mile by mile is a trial, yard by yard is hard, but inch by inch it's a cinch. There's a song by Wale, it's called Bad. This was a hip-hop song, and in the opening approach said, is it bad that I never made love? And in that approach, you would think, I mean, it's a good song to listen to, but it's not something to theorize your life on, because that's bad when all you had is empty orgasms, or all you know how to do is anesthetize the sex pain, and you numb the pain with sex, and you never get your issues to tissues, and you never deal with stuff. And now that's, again, the curse of the cut-and-paste relationship. Nobody deals with tough stuff. So what is my point? That you could never have Barack Obama, Will and Jada, Angelina Jolie, and Brad Pitt, or Beyonce and Jay-Z relationship where you start building wealth and impacting the world on the global level. Why? Because you're still dealing with internal stuff. You don't want to give up the club, the parties, the men. You don't want to give up all the women or the fact people cater to you all your life, and you always had three or four people waiting at your beck and call. You don't even know how to wait 5 minutes for a text message response without getting frustrated because you're so used to attention. And in that process, you will never get to the point to build something great until you learn how to tear down the things in you that are leading to your demise and stopping you from being all that you can be individually and collectively with someone else. Because the truth of the matter is you have to cut through all of your mess in order to get to the best part of what relationships can happen. But when I bring wounded to the table and you bring wounded to the table, then we're two wounded birds that can't fly. But if I bring wholeness to the table and you bring wholeness to the table, then we can fly greater. That's how you can fly to being multi-million dollar couple and a billion-dollar couple, because now you're both operating out of strengths. And you don't have this cut and paste approach. Let me cut all my pain and just paste it in this new relationship. Let me cut all the things I did well. Like, for example, if someone can make a mean crawfish meal, in their last relationship, and that's what they ex loved. That wouldn't work with me. I don't even like crawfish. I don't care how good it is. I don't like it. It doesn't work for me. And see, you're trying to take things from your past and make people like it. That doesn't work. You have to learn your mate. You have to major in your mate. You have to study them. Like, you know, their clothes. You know what they like, they dislike. You know their emotions and their moods. You know when they're deep in thought. You give them the space to grow and be creative, and you also learn how to push them lovingly. You begin to break the curse of this whole cut-and-paste approach as it pertains to their relationship, because you're going deeper. You're going deeper in the sense that you're no longer staying surface level. And I know that there's no valley deep enough, no gap wide enough that love can't conquer. Love can conquer all, but it has to be activated. See, the amazing thing about an eraser, most people say eraser is used to cover mistakes. No. Erasers are made for those who are willing to correct their mistakes. Just because you have an eraser doesn't mean you're willing to use it. You have to use the tools that are going to help you change your life. You have to be willing to say that I will no longer cut and paste my pain, or I won't cut and paste the successes of failed relationships. Because you got to dictate that I need some new behaviors, some new patterns, and new is like having a Mac and a PC. You got two different operating systems, and you have to get on the right operating system if you're going to thrive relationally. Because when you bring a whole person, you can get whole results. But hurting people hurt people. And you have to begin to insulate and protect yourself when danger happens. It's just like looking for a place to rent. If you have a move-in deal that's no money down, first 2 months free, and you can move right in, you're not going to value it as much. You'd appreciate it. But you didn't put a security deposit down, so you don't care about not tearing stuff up. That's how people are with your heart. So you got to now make sure that people are putting money down, that they're putting security deposits down, first and last month rent, and they're being mindful how to treat your space and place. But if you're not taking care of yourself and your space and place, how can you expect someone else to do it? See, the amazing thing about the heart is sometimes the smallest things take up the most room in your heart. And you want to get to the point where people want to stay with you because you matter. No matter what it is that they don't want to leave because you add value. I mean, they can make you laugh even when you don't want to smile, but you can't do that in a negative light. When you throw dirt, you lose ground. When you throw dirt, you lose ground. The goal is to build and not break people. But if you keep cutting and pasting all the pain you've seen from your mama or your daddy, your grandmother, growing up as a kid, quit cutting and pasting that in your life. Because, see, that's how most of your relationships have been lived out, what you saw modeled, what you experienced, and what you believe in your mind. And the reality of it is everything in your head doesn't help you, because sometimes our head is the nastiest place on earth because we're holding so much mess that we can't even clear it out. And if you're going to get to a point of true consistency where love works for you, because here's the thing about true love doesn't have a happy ending. True love has no ending. But you have to decide to fight to make it right. It has to be a conscientious choice that I want healthy, I want whole, and I want to do the tough work. Otherwise, that doesn't happen. So how do you do that? You have to be yourself, accept yourself, value yourself, forgive yourself, bless yourself, express yourself, trust yourself, love yourself, and empower yourself, and then you can give to someone else. In order to build to your next level, you have to be willing to do the work, to look at someone and tell them, hey, I wanted to be at peace with you, as Wale says, and if I got to settle for a piece of you, then I got to say peace to you. Wish them well. Because everybody that's with you don't wish you well. Some of them wish you hell. And you got to decide if you're going to be your best self, be your best version of your best self, the best version. And then you can start building and being a global changer. Think about a partner where you have a life where you don't have to worry about vacation because your life is built around not having to escape from it. And that takes work to get to the next level. So do the tough work for you, and you will be willing to partner with someone, and you can do exceedingly above and all you ever thought. Again, my time is up. Thank you for yours. My name is John L. Barron, and I'm your host of the Break Out Your Box Blog Talk Radio Show. I believe in you. Peace out.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.